again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen, something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen, something good is in store. We're together again, amen. Just praising the Lord. One more time together. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't, amen. Isn't He wonderful? Amen. Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, amen. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Let's just clap it to Him, amen. Thank you, Lord. You're wonderful, Lord. Amen. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Yes, You are, Lord. Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? One more time to Him, amen. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord? Amen. Yes, You are, Lord. Eyes have seen, ears have heard. Amen. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He's wonderful. Amen. There's nobody like Him. Nobody. God bless you this evening. Amen. What a privilege and honor to be here with you. You can go ahead and be seated. Amen. I'm just so thankful for how great He is and how wonderful He is, and He's so gracious and patient with us, and He just loves us, and I just appreciate it so much. And even our mistakes and our blunders and everything, He's just right there to pick us up and hold us real close to Him. And it's just wonderful. I just love Him. Amen. And I sure did make a mistake this morning. The prayer request came in for a sister, Ginny Galbenbach, right? Put that in, and I said that she had cancer, and that wasn't the case at all. I just misspoke. It was my fault. Actually, it's for Linda Hishman. H-I-B-S-H-M-A-N. So I'm so sorry that I misspoke on that.
It's just, we're human. So, but I'm so glad that the Lord brought us out, aren't you?
Amen.
Amen. Just love him so much. So you be praying for Sis Linda Hishman. She has cancer, so we'll go to prayer in a minute. But you know what? It's just so great that I just was thinking about what Brother Branham said on the beginning of this tape. I was talking to Brother Jeremy, and I says, did you hear what Brother Branham said on the beginning of this tape? He says, what? I says, and Jonathan was saying, what? What par-? I says, the first sentence, like the first 30 seconds. And he goes, what was that? And he gets out the phone and everything and looking it up. And he goes, and how Brother Branham talks about this little shower to cool us off. Yeah. Lord, just shower us on the inside with the divine love all over. Just like out there. Let it keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. Just pour it out, Lord. Amen. I'm expecting that. Brother Branham said that love is the greatest weapon that God put into the hands of man. And that's so true. I just want to read you this little quote here. Brother Branham says, on the message, The Oneness of Unity, he says, what the world needs today is that same filling. When the dumping out comes, it needs a filling. What does that filling do when it comes in? Where you have doubts, it brings faith. Where you have indifference, it brings love.
Amen.
Where you had hatred, it brings fellowship.
Amen.
And then when the church of the living God someday will be united under one great head, and that will be the head of God, God in the unity of the body of Christ will be the governor and the king and the Lord over the entire church under his control, amen. Then she will be received up, end quote.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
Brother Branham said on this message on life story, he says this, he says, quote, now there's a perfect way and a permissive way. And I feel that if God here on the platform can show me things that has been, and in my rooms and so forth, he's able to tell me just where he wants me and what he wants me to do. But I feel as long as I've got it all hooked up, or I feel like, then he won't put his hands on it as long as I'm doing it. And that's the way it is. Anything, as long as you're going to do it. If somebody talks about you and you talk back about them, God can't fight your battle.
Amen.
You're fighting it yourself, see. Just let loose and let him do it. And just commit it to him.
Amen.
The greatest weapon that I know of a Christian today, is a committal to God. When you can't do nothing about it, just commit it to him and God will take care of it. End quote.
Amen.
Amen, Brother Branham. That's the answer.
Amen.
Brother Branham said on this message, Divine Healing, 1954, he says, quote, now see, there's no need of fighting. God takes care of all things, you see. Don't do it. Just love them. Return good for evil all the time. Is that right? When anybody speaks good about you, well, be thankful. If anybody speaks bad about you, bless them anyhow. Sure, that's right. God takes care of the rest. He's the one. Isn't that right? He's the one. So after all, we all got to answer to him. And no matter what it is, if you're arch enemy, if you got any feeling at all, and the worst enemy you got, you know, was going to go to a place like hell and make you feel bad. I don't know of a person, can't think of the lowest person in the world today, that if it was Stalin up there, ever who it was,
right,
I'd hate to know that man was suffering in the torments of hell this morning. I'd hate to know it. I sure would. I pray God have mercy upon his lost soul as he died, see? That God won't let him suffer like that in eternity. Think of a human in the torment of hell that the Bible pictures here to the unbeliever. Just think. A human being. Why, it'd make a stone heart to want a man to go to a place like that. I'd do everything I could to keep him out of it. I sure would. And I feel sorry for him to the depths of my heart if he went to a place like that. Now, you can see a brother doing wrong and try to guide him, but if he won't listen, the only thing to do is love him anyhow and pray for him. Isn't that right? End quote. Amen. So that's what we do. We just love them, pray for them, love our brethren, pray for them, and just keep them before the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Brown, I just want to show this one more quote, then I'll quit. But Brother Brown said on Blind Bartimaeus, he says, you know, as a servant of God, you ought to watch what you're doing, because your written epistles read of all men. You Christians always be willing to lend a hand or do something to help somebody. Make life a little more pleasant for them as they're... You say, well, I don't have any gift of healing. You don't have to have. At least offer something. Offer a prayer. Do something. Make them feel. Do the best you can by them anyhow. Never turn a shoulder, a cold shoulder, to anyone.
Amen.
No matter what it is, even if they've mistreated you, do it anyhow. If you can't do it from your heart, then you ought to come to the altar and stay till that spirit comes in you from your heart. You can love those that doesn't love you. That's when God will answer your prayer. For as long as there's anything in your heart, if I conceive iniquity in my heart, then God will not hear me. That's what David said, and that's true. He won't hear you. End quote.
Amen.
So we just want to love and pray. Amen. Love and pray. Amen. And this week, Brother Joseph told us some weeks ago, or it's been some time ago, to get someone on your heart and pray for them that week. Amen. Pray for them. Get somebody on your heart and pray for them. And so, he didn't tell me to say this, but I just think it'd be just great if we just got somebody on our heart this week.
Amen.
I'd just pray for them and just put them before the Lord and just really place it there from our hearts. And I think the Lord would be pleased with it. Don't you think so?
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart. So I just love you and I appreciate you. And God bless you tonight. And tonight we're looking forward to hearing the word of the Lord from His prophet. Amen.
Amen.
And I just like those showers just a few moments ago. Lord, we want to welcome you into this building. We want you to have the preeminence in this service. Lord, just rain down the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
For whatever we have need of, Lord, just rain it down. Just shower it down, Lord. My heart's open, Lord. Just come in, Lord. Just feed us, Lord, from your word. Lord, I'm ready to receive. I'm here. I'm expecting. I'm under expectations. And I know that He's going to do that for us. I know He's going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
So let's just stand our feet now as I ask our brother Jonathan to take these prayer requests to the Lord. We know that He will answer them. How many of you would like to raise your hand to the Lord to let Him just look at you for a moment? Amen. Thank you, Lord. We love you. Remember to pray for Brother Joseph.
Amen.
The Voice of God recordings, the message and the distribution going around the world, the translators, the Branham Tabernacle, our brothers and our sisters. I don't want to leave out our brother Billy Paul. We love him too.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for him.
Amen.
Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs to Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you, Father.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord. We thank you for your showers and blessings that you brought upon us. Lord, we're expecting more this evening, Lord, when your prophet brings the word, Father. But Lord, as we come before you, Father, we just want you to know that we love you, Father, and we thank you for allowing us to put our requests before you, Lord. There's many needs on our brothers and sisters' hearts, Father, for your congregation tonight, Lord. And these prayer requests that have been given to Brother Samuel and the brothers, Father. Lord, each one is important, Lord. They're your sons and daughters, Father. And Lord, we as a body of believers, Father, we call out their needs, Lord, before you, Father, knowing that you're going to take care of them, Father. We're so thankful that we can come before you, Father. We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we're confident, Father, you're going to take care of these needs, Father. Lord Jesus, we love you, Father. We can't thank you enough, Lord. We can't praise you enough, and we can't worship you enough, Father. Truly, Lord, we invite your presence in this service tonight, Lord. And Father, we thank you so much, Father, for all you do for us, Lord. We're sending these requests to you, Lord, in full confidence. We ask these things in your name and for your glory and honor, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to nervous tonight. I had a song on my heart, and I was telling Brother Joe back there in the projector, it's like, I think I want to switch songs. I want to sing this other song. But then I got up here, and there's no songbook, so I think the Lord wants me to sing something else. So we're just going to have to trust in him. I'd like to sing Jesus Hold My Hand, and I'm going to just give a little moment for the sisters to turn their books to it. But it's wonderful to have been able to sing and worship with you guys. And I'm so thankful Brother Joseph and Brother William are coming back.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing Jesus, Hold My Hand.
Oh, as I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. He leads me safely the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. Oh, this would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Receive every word that our prophet speaks to us, Lord. We love you, Lord. We want to serve you with all that's within us. And we just pray, Lord, that you would increase our faith, that we would come to the stature of a perfect man. And we pray you bless these tithes and offerings. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Oh, Jesus, hold my hand.
Even though my spirit's low and it seems I can hardly go, but still I see victory. Many times I'm walking by faith, I can't see what lies before me, but still I see victory. I'm just gotta tell you, Satan, you can't cross the bloodline, because I'm covered by his blood. You may smear and you may fight, but you're gonna lose this battle tonight, cause remember, sometimes our battles won't stop, and it seems we're fighting a lot. Oh, I remember, I'm standing on the rock. So Satan, if I were you, I'd turn around and give up too, cause I do believe you're bound to lose.
Thankful that he can cross the bloodline.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'd like to introduce a new little song that is one of my favorites. Brother Bram talks a lot about the quickening power. I'm going to go ahead and sing it through. Some of you I know it. It's called "If That Same Spirit That Raised Christ from the Dead Dwells in Me, It'll Quicken My Mortal Body." Amen.
If that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. That Spirit dwells in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwells in you.
Let's sing it to you.
Oh, if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwells in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwells in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwells in you. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, dwells in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that Spirit dwells in you, and give me oil in my lamp,
Little bride, rest, for all is
we've gathered here. We just want to come to the Lord's table, open our heart, and feast on every word.
Amen.
And whatever we have need of, it's going to be there.
Amen.
It's going to be tailor-made for us.
Amen.
It is. Because it's perfect.
Amen.
And He doesn't make no mistakes.
Amen.
I'm so glad that we have the absolute.
Amen.
That we know right where to stand. We know where we are, where we're going. And know exactly, thus saith the Lord for this generation.
Amen.
I appreciate it. I thank God for it. Amen. So it's only be. Privilege to welcome Brother Brown to this pulpit with the message, God being misunderstood, and questions and answers. God bless you. Here's Brother Brown.